Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Sam.
All right. Now, here we're doing the picture writing article, and I think it's a really fun one. Fun picture
yes.
day.
Yes.
But before we begin, I want to ask you, what is your favorite holiday?
Okay, I like every holiday, as long as it's holiday.
Yeah. As long as we have a day off. Yeah. I love all
as
kinds
long
of
as
holidays.
I don't have to work. It's a good day.
Okay, well, let's pick just one holiday to talk about,
if
maybe.
I really have to pick one, I will go with Chinese New Year.
Oh, yeah, longer break.
Yes, yes, it's the longest. So, yes.
What is your favorite activity to do during Chinese New Year?
I think the best part of Chinese New Year is that you get to get together with your family. I know lots of people don't like this kind of activity, especially when you are old enough and you are still single and unemployed.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're like, when are you getting married?
Yeah.
When are you going to have kids? Yes.
Yeah, but still, I kind of enjoy that kind of dinner, that kind of hanging out together. It's nice.
Yeah, and honestly, you don't have to do anything.
Yeah, just...
It's just usually the moms.
Yeah.
The moms are the married people. They're helping out. Yeah, so...
I'm single. I just play with kids or sit in the living room, watch some really boring movie, like especially those for Chinese New Year. You know, they are not telling some epic stories. They are just funny and you sit around doing nothing. That's the best part.
Exactly. You don't have to go to work. I would say my favorite holiday would be, I really enjoy Christmas. Yeah, Christmas is really fun.
Yeah.
I do like Chinese New Year, but then like feel like, it's too much food. But I do enjoy Christmas because, you get to, of course, have, meals with your friends and family. You get presents.
Yeah, presents.
Yes.
That's the best.
Yes. I'm not a kid anymore, but then, you can also exchange Christmas presents with your friends and family. So that's still something that you can control. Whereas Chinese New Year, once you're old, they don't give you red envelopes anymore. And I'm just like, what am I doing here? What is my purpose here? I'm just kidding. Yeah. But yeah, when you're older, you don't get red envelopes. So I'm just like, oh man, you feel a little bit left out.
Yeah, need some time to adjust your mental issues.
But I like Christmas because at least you can control that part.
You can
have Christmas exchange presents with your friends and family.
Yes,
that's something that you guys can both agree to. But Chinese New Year is like, oh, you're old. You don't get red envelopes. And you're like... Ouch.
Okay, actually, fine. You have to give out red envelopes. Yeah.
I have to give red envelopes now. So I'm just like, ouch.
Yeah, ouch.
Ouch. My wallet hurts. All right. So let's take a look at our picture writing article for today and see why we're talking about holidays then. All right, so we have a picture writing article for today, and then we have three pictures, and the last picture is one with a question mark, and we have to make up a story or an ending, basically. And the story has to be at least 120 words.
OK, 所以呢，看一下今天我们的这个图片写作了。他说呢，请仔细观察下方三幅连环图片的内容，并想象第四幅图片可能的发展。我们要写出一篇120字以上的文章，文章呢必须要涵盖连环图片的内容，并且呢要有一个完整的结局。
All right, so just by looking at the pictures, what do you think is happening? I think this is the, very classic Christmas Eve, Christmas morning story.
Yes, I agree. The first three pictures looks quite typical.
Yeah, I agree. In the first picture, I think the little girl is just dreaming about all of the presents she wants to have for Christmas. I'm sure she probably wrote a wish list to Santa Claus. And she's very excited to wake up on Christmas morning to open her presents and to see if she really got what she asked for.
I have to say, even the gifts she wished for was very typical. Like jewels, accessories, smartphones.
It's so basic.
Yeah, very basic.
It's all right. But then I think that makes it easy for whoever is giving the presents.
Yes, you know,
because you can be like, oh, yes, I got it. I can just order online. It's so easy.
Yes, you don't
have to think too much about what to give this person. We can move on to the second picture. I think what's happening is, you know, it's Christmas morning. Yay. So she runs down the stairs. She's very excited to open her presents and to see what she got.
Yeah, still nothing special. Very typical.
Yeah. Of course, we can make the story special. But not yet, right? Because we can see that maybe her parents are enjoying breakfast. We see she picked a present to open first, and she's opening them.
And don't forget to take a look at those exclamation marks. Okay, something's about to happen.
Yeah, so here comes the interesting part. We don't have to make this part very typical. We can make it very, very interesting, make it very funny. So what do you think happens next?
Okay, I think that's where we need some twist.
Yes.
The gift has to be something special, something unexpected.
I know. Maybe she got a lump of coal. I'm just kidding. Usually when kids get, well, traditionally, it says if children get a lump of coal, it means that this kid was very naughty. So maybe she was a naughty kid, and it means that maybe she's been a bad kid, and Santa won't give you the presents you want on your wish list.
Okay, 所以呢，刚刚 Tiffany 说，在这边呢，他可能是拿到了什么？拿到一袋的这个煤哦，这个拿去烧的这个煤。因为呢，在西方传统里面，他是说，如果你是一个好孩子，你是一个好小孩，你过去一年都这个表现得非常好，那圣诞老公公就会送给你你想要的礼物。但如果你表现不好呢 ，You are being naughty。这个时候呢，你就会收到这个煤矿，这个黑黑的煤矿当做你的礼物。
But of course, I think this is probably like something for, you know, many, 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 many years ago. If you're a naughty kid now, I think the most that Santa or your parents will do is just to not give you any presents, right?
Yeah,
so
yes.
I think for now, in our day and age, that's not really going to happen. You won't get coal, but we can make it really funny. Like it could be, you know, she got a lump of coal because she was so naughty. But of course, we can always turn the story around and make it into a happy ending. Maybe she got more than what she expected. Maybe she got a puppy.
Oh, a puppy. With jewels, or like a puppy knows how to use smartphones, or maybe a robot dog.
Oh, okay.
Artificial intelligent robot dog.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, that's very fitting for the times now. You need to have a robotic dog. Okay, so yeah, now it's your turn to write this story. Again, we can always start with the outline first so we know, you know, the kind of direction we want to go in.
Yes.
And remember, in a story, it's better to have like the beginning, which is a setting, to have a middle. And the middle basically is where there is a conflict or where there is a problem. And then to have an end. And this is what the character does or what the characters do to solve their problem. So it's good to have like an interesting story, not something boring to write as well.
Yes.OK, 所以呢马上我们要开始来写这个文章了。那提醒同学呢，我们今天要写的是一篇故事。那既然是故事呢，就表示它发生在过去，所以呢我们通常要使用这是个过去时态的动词变化，比方说过去简单式、过去完成式等等。那文章主角呢，这个女生你可以帮她命名。OK, 这样子呢就不会一直续，你就不会知道说我们不知道是在讲谁。或者是呢你也可以用这个说，比方说是你的兄弟姐妹啊，表姐表妹，或者是呢使用第一人称，他就是你，你可以用第一人称来写这个故事都可以。那同时呢提醒大家哦，这个文章里面既然是要讲故事呢，最好是你可以先帮自己设定一下这个故事的背景是怎么样。比方说是什么时候发生的，当然是圣诞节发生的嘛，他是谁，做过什么事情，发生什么事情等等。OK, 那最后要注意的呢，就是这个文章我们注意避免使用太过复杂、太过这个艰涩、太难的这些文法或是字哦。因为呢这个既然是讲故事，我们不是要发表一个论文，不是你的一个很科技的这个论述文或是学术发表，所以呢我们可以选择一些简单一点的方式来叙述，用自己熟悉的智慧，用自己熟悉的文法，这样子呢这个文章呢除了减少错误之外，也比较容易呢让读者知道你讲的这个故事是一些什么样的内容。
That's right. For stories, you don't have to make it too complicated. Your grammar doesn't have to be super complicated. I think it can be simple, but then it can be really interesting as
well. Yes, yes.
And a way for you to do that is to write details. Okay? Where our outline first, we can take a look at our first topic sentence and start the writer saying, Mila could hardly sleep on Christmas Eve. Okay? And how can you write that? You can say, Mila went to bed early on Christmas Eve, but she could hardly sleep. Okay? It means that it was hard for her to fall asleep. It wasn't like a normal, you know, school day. She's tired. She closes her eyes and she falls asleep. She couldn't sleep at all. So that's why you say she could hardly sleep. You can also say she could barely sleep. That means that she couldn't even close her eyes. She didn't really get enough sleep. Okay, so you can use she could hardly sleep or she could barely sleep.
Okay, 所以呢，这个我们的这个故事主角呢，一开始我们第一段的主题句就说他这个叫做 Mila， 我们帮他设定一个名字。但这个范例文章里面呢，就说他跟这个一般的小朋友一样，比方说你要出去玩，要去远足，或是呢明天就是圣诞节要拿到礼物了，所以呢他兴奋的睡不着觉。那这个很难入睡，几乎不能入睡，在这边我们使用这个字 hardly， 或者是你也可以使用 barely。那 hardly 这个字或是 barely 呢，它就表示几乎不。几乎没有，那既然是不了，那它呢就是一个否定，它这个副词本身就含有这个否定的意思了，所以呢我们在这个句子里面我们就不需要再跟 not 来搭配使用，因为这个 hardly 这个字本身就有否定的意思。那注意到了，假如说呢我们把这个 hardly 放到句首的时候，注意到我们刚刚在句子里面我们都是放在这个句子中间或句子后面，如果我们放在句首的时候呢，那我们就必须要把这个句子来倒装了，我们就必须用 hardly 加上助动词，再加上我们的主词动词，加上后面的这个子句，这个时候呢如果我们把 hardly 放到句首，它呢就可以用来加强这个否定的语气了。OK， 比方说我们可以造个句子，我们可以说呢 Cynthia has grown so much. Last year, she could hardly walk and now she is running around with the dog. 这个辛西亚呢她长大了很多，去年她还不太会走路，现在她已经可以跟小狗一起跑来跑去。Hardly, she could hardly walk. OK， 她那个时候几乎不能走路。那如果我们把 hardly 放到句首的话， hardly could she walk。OK， 这个时候呢我们就要强调这个否定的意思，强调说他几乎不能走，是这个不能走到什么程度，他可能只能在地上滚，或是甚至连爬都不会。 Hardly could she， 注意到我们要倒装。
Mm-hmm. All right. So in a story, of course, we can make it more interesting and a way for you to do that. You can write, she imagined what might be waiting for her. Mm-hmm. So this is a part of our outline. And then you can also add questions too, to make it more suspenseful. So you can add, could it be a smartphone?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Could it be the necklace? Could it be a pair of sunglasses? Because remember, she had a wish list of all the things she was hoping to get.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you can make it more suspenseful by adding questions to your story. Like, for example, Mila went to bed early on Christmas Eve, but she could hardly sleep. She was imagining what might be waiting for her on Christmas Day. And then could it be a smartphone? Could it be the necklace? Or could it be a pair of sunglasses? So that's also one way for you to write it as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 所以呢，在这个文章里面，除了这个，你可以用一些肯定句来这个加强你的文章的内容，添加一些细节之外呢，你也可以像我们文章这边使用很多问句哦，这个礼物可能是什么呢？可能是项链吗？可能是这个智慧型手机，还是一副这个太阳眼镜呢？等等，在这边我们就用很多的这个句子哦。那注意到在这些问句里面呢，这个段落我们用了很多这个情态助动词。什么是情态助动词呢？所谓情态助动词就是用来表达，比方说意愿。请求你可不可以帮我啊，或者是命令这样子，你可以这样子吗，或者是表达能力，或者是呢很长时候我们也是在表达客气，比方说 could you please， 你可不可以，或者是呢你可不可以帮忙，比较客气比较委婉的说法。那呢这个情状助动词呢在这边我们也可以用来表示猜测。 OK， 像我们这边主角 Mila 他就在猜测这个礼物呢可能是什么东西呢，可能是项链，可能是手机等等。那在这边可以怎么样，可以怎么样，我们就是使用情态助动词，它就表示了一种可能性。 OK，包含在这边我们这个段落看到的像是 might， OK， what might be waiting for her， 这个 might， OK， 什么东西可能在那边等她呢，或者像我们 could it be a smartphone， 可能是这个手机吗， could might 这些助动词呢都是属于我们现在讲的情态助动词，用来表示可能性的助动词。
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's move on to our second topic sentence,
mm-hmm.
or second paragraph. We can say Mila went downstairs as soon as she woke up. Okay, of course, you know, it's Christmas. She wants to see what's under the tree. So, for example, we can write, however, as soon as she opened her eyes the next morning, she immediately ran down the stairs. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So a while ago, we were saying that she could barely sleep. She could hardly sleep. It means that she couldn't go to sleep at all. Now,Here, we're saying that she opened her eyes the next morning. Here's a fun phrase for you to use as well. You can say, she woke up at the crack of dawn and immediately went downstairs to open her presents. So when you use the phrase crack of dawn, it means the moment the light shows up in the sky. So it's basically when the sun rises. So、
mm-hmm.
this is when the... sun or the light shows up in the sky for daytime. And it just means that you wake up super, super early in the moment or at the moment when the sun rises. So we can say she woke up at the crack of dawn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, immediately when the light starts to peek through, and immediately she went downstairs to open her present. So it's an interesting way to write because you're using different ways to describe things. You can show that she woke up super early, and at the same time when she woke up super early, she ran downstairs to open her present. She ran downstairs immediately.
OK, 除了我们刚刚这个 Tiffany 讲到的这个用法之外呢，我们看到范例这边呢还用了一个 however。However 这个字呢，它是一个副词哦，那呢，它是一个有对比意义的转折词。OK， 在文章里面我们非常常用到 however 这个字，我们 however 呢就可以用来改变语气。OK， 比方说像我们中文常说的然而怎么样，不过怎么样，这个时候我们就可以使用 however 来撰写这个文章，来转折它的语气。比方说呢，我们可以举例来说 ，I love watching Pixar movies。OK， 我很喜欢看皮克斯的这些动画电影。那后面呢，我们就可以使用 however 来引导后面的句子转折它的语气。然而呢，我还没有去看它最新的电影。However, I still haven't seen its latest film because I've been too busy. OK, 我们呢就可以使用 however 这个副词来转折语气。注意到呢，我们的写法是 however 逗点后面再加上另外一个这个你要转折的这个句子。那另外呢，常见的、哦、具有对比意义的转折词还有其他的，比方说像是 nevertheless， 它是然而尽管如此。OK， 这个也是一个转折语气的用法。或是呢，我们可以说 on the contrary， 相反的，或者是呢 in contrast， by contrast， OK， 相较之下，这些呢都是一些可以呢在文章里面你要转折语气的时候都可以使用这些字来让你的文章呢更加丰富，更加的流畅。
Mm-hmm. All right, so we can continue writing more details to this second paragraph. So, for example, we can say she started to open her gifts, okay? And then we can say she picked one box and tore the paper. Okay, so imagine, you know, if it's Christmas or when you receive a gift, you want to open it immediately and see what's inside. So instead of saying tore the paper open, you can also say she picked one box and ripped the presents open. So you can see how rushed this person to immediately see what's inside. Yeah. So you can also use, instead of tearing a present open or tear the present open or tear the paper, you can also say rip the present open or rip the paper open. Okay?
Yeah.
So, for example, in your writing, you could say, she grabbed a box from under the tree, pulling the ribbon off and eagerly tearing the paper or eagerly ripping the paper.
Give me the present.
Give me the present now. So you can see how just by adding a few extra details, you can show how quickly she opened the present. So that's just the way what I mean is by adding more details. So it's not just adding one sentence, this detail, adding one sentence, this detail. You can actually add more things into your sentences to make it more interesting.
OK, 所以刚刚 Tiffany 提醒的这个点非常好、哦、我们在文章的句子里面加上细节、哦、不仅仅是你加上更多的这个句子来描述这个情境或是描述这个状况，所以说你也可以在句子里面加入很多很多的细节、哦、在一个句子里面加入很多细节来表示出这个状况，让读者更清楚的知道这个状况是怎么发生的。比方说在这边呢，我们可以很简单的讲说 OK,他选了一个盒子并且呢打开它。 OK, 我们可以很冷静的来描述这件事情，但是呢我们也可以像这个文章里面，比方说他是用这个 tear 这个动词，就是把它撕开或者是 ripped。 OK, 你可以呢把这个包装纸撕开，很暴力的这个感觉，或者我们可以加上一些副词像是 eagerly, 很这个渴望，很想要赶快把它打开这样子。在这个句子里面我们可以加入一些这样子的细节呢，让他的这个情景看起来更生动，让读者更知道这个是什么状况，这个主角呢是一个什么样的情绪之下发生这样的事情。那呢注意到在这边这个句型里面呢，我们是使用了一个分词构句的文法。分词构句 OK, 注意到我们前面是 She grabbed a box, 她拿了这个一个盒子， Pulling the ribbon off and eagerly tearing the paper. 注意到我们这边 pulling 跟 tearing 这边呢，我们是使用了这个动名词，这是一个分词构句的用法。当呢我们前后两个句子呢它的这个主词是相同，两个我们要用的这个动词的呢它的主词是相同的，比方说像我们的句子里面，我们两个句子的主词呢都是 Mila, OK， 都是只有 Mila。Mila 呢拿了礼物 ，Mila 呢撕开这个包装纸 ，Mila 呢把这个缎带打开，这些事情呢都是发生在 Mila 身上。当这个我们前后的两个句子，它的这个主词是相同的时候，这个时候我们就可以省略连接词跟主词。OK， 我们呢就把这个第二个句子的这个动词呢直接改成了分词，也就是这个 VING 的形式哦。比方说呢，我们原本的句子应该是she grabbed a box and pulled the ribbon off。OK。他拿了一个箱子，而且把这个缎带拉开。但是呢，在这里我们因为是一样的，主词都是 Mila， 所以呢 ，she grabbed the box, pulling the ribbon off. OK， 我们后面就可以把这个 and 省略掉了。我们可以照另外一个句子看一看哦。Look lay on the sofa. Luke 躺在沙发上面，然后呢怎么样 ？Feeling bored and switching the TV channels randomly. OK， 他觉得无聊，并且随意的转换电视频道。注意到呢，因为我们前后的主词呢都是 Luke lay on the sofa， 跟这个 Luke felt bored. OK， 他觉得无聊是一样的主词，所以呢我们就把这个 and 省略掉。Luke lay on the sofa feeling bored. OK， 把它改成 ving 的形式，这个呢就是一个分词构句的用法。
All right, so next we can continue writing and we can see the next detail. Mm-hmm. What's inside of the present? What do you think it is?
I think it's, I stick with the robotic dog.
The robotic dog?
Yes.
I think it's a puppy.
Okay. Real dog.
A real dog. Okay, so here, this writer was really interesting. She said, Mila found the keys to a new car.
Oh, really?
Whoa. Actually, I kept thinking this was a little girl. So
yeah.
Actually, she's probably maybe a teenager then.
Maybe a teenager.
Yeah, but I guess it's kind of normal then because sometimes in the United States, mm-hmm. you know how, you know, it's really far to get to places.
Yes.
It's quite common for parents to gift their kids a car.
Mm-hmm.
When they're 18.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. 18.
So,
16 is too young. 16, you can get your license. You can get your driver's permit. But then I would still think a 16-year-old having a new car is still too young. So usually when children turn 18, after maybe they graduate from high school, they're getting ready to go to college, usually parents will give their children a car because, you know, they need this tool to survive anyway. So,
yeah,
she's not a little girl.
She's
actually a teenager.
Because
that was a twist.
Yeah, because also me, I thought that Mila was a little girl.
Me too.
So that's why she wants like smartphones or jewels. Or,
I agree. Yeah. But of course, when you guys are writing this, you can make her a little girl too.
Yeah.
Right?
Mila
this
can
writer.
Be at any age.
Exactly. This writer wanted to, you know, do something even more surprising. Said, oh, she got a new car.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why maybe for her in this story, her Mila was a teenager.
Yeah.
But for you guys, you can, of course, make her into a young girl or something
toddler,
like that.
Or maybe like at our age. Maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
she could be an adult.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, of course, we need to have an ending to the story. Mm-hmm. So the conclusion can be she hugged her parents before rushing outside to check out her presents.
Mm-hmm.
They said, wow, her parents are very nice. They gave her a new car.
Yeah.
A brand new car. Wow. Very, very lucky.
OK, 所以呢我们最后这个结论句我们看到 She hugged her parents before rushing outside to check out her present. 这边呢我们一样有这个 rushing, 一样是这个使用动名词的用法。那注意到一样我们可以用这个句型，因为你其实可以很简单的讲说 go outside, OK, 很冷静，他走出去看他的新礼物。但当你这边是使用 rush, 你就可以表现出他非常的紧张，很想要赶快看到他礼物这个感觉。所以提醒大家在写文章的时候我们可以加入很多很多不同的 detail, 很多不同的细节在你的文章里面。
Alright, so let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. Unit 11. Picture Writing, December 21st. Writing Sample 1.Mila went to bed early on Christmas Eve, but she could hardly sleep. While the snow fell outside, she imagined what might be waiting for her under the Christmas tree. Could it be the smartphone she had begged her parents to get her, or the beautiful necklace she had spotted at the mall? Could it perhaps be a pair of stylish sunglasses for her family's upcoming island vacation? Eventually, Mila did fall asleep. However, as soon as she opened her eyes the next morning, she immediately ran down the stairs.While her parents settled down to eat breakfast, Mila opened her gifts. She grabbed a box from under the tree, pulling the ribbon off and eagerly tearing the paper. When she looked inside, Mila could hardly believe her eyes. Her parents hadn't bought her anything she imagined the night before. Instead, she found the keys to a new car. She hugged her parents and thanked them many times, and then rushed outside to check out her present. Writing sample 2. It was Christmas Eve, and Ruby was too excited to sleep. For the whole month of December, she'd been waiting to open the beautifully wrapped gifts under the Christmas tree. Though there were several things she'd been hoping to receive, the latest iPhone was at the top of her list. The next morning, Ruby woke up early, surprised that she'd been able to sleep at all. She hopped out of bed and ran down the stairs, eager to start opening her presents. Ruby opened her gifts as her parents cheerfully enjoyed breakfast nearby. With each gift Ruby opened, she found something she'd asked for, including a pair of sunglasses and a necklace. However, even after she opened every gift under the tree, the iPhone she'd been longing for was nowhere to be seen. Then, her father pointed to a small gift tucked deep inside the Christmas tree's branches. Tearing the paper off the box, Ruby discovered a brand new iPhone inside. Gleefully, she ran to her parents, hugging them and thanking them for making her Christmas wish come true. All right, so we hope you guys had fun. You can make, of course, I really like writing stories because you can be very creative. Mm-hmm. You can set your own tone and stuff like that. So we hope we gave you guys some good tips. And of course, you can try writing this yourself, but in a really fun way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, so that's all the time that we have for today. We'll see you guys very soon. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Sam.
Bye-bye.
Bye.